A new ensemble called Sonus takes to the road this weekend, starting in Kununurra on Sunday. And next week, a full week of concerts, many of them free, and also school workshops. If you were listening closely to that song, Mimi, you might have caught the delicate notes of a flute played by Tos Marnie, who's also the founder of Tura New Music and the organiser of the Sonus Tour. Hello, Tos.
Morning, Vanessa.
16th year of these northern tours for you. The very fact you were able to play in the Kimberley this year is so lucky.
Quite miraculous. We certainly, even just a couple of months ago, we didn't think that was going to be possible. We had quite a few activities planned for the Kimberley this year, tours and residencies, and we were really resigned to the fact that they'd have to be all postponed to next year. And in fact, several of them are still. But as things opened up, we got a glimmer of hope and were able to secure some new funding from Lottery West. But we're still looking later in the year, in fact, Vanessa, sort of October-ish. But when Shinju came back on, which is not that long ago, I think it's only 7 weeks, I think. It's all been a bit of a blur. Together, Shinju and us thought it would be a good idea if we brought it forward so that we could be part of Shinju, and that's what's happened.
And
in a matter of 7 weeks, we've put together what usually takes 6 to 12 months. And all credit, really, to all the communities and the artists and everyone to pull out all stops to get it to happen. And it is.
I think you've got a magic flute, Tos. Now, describe this year's ensemble for me. Who have you got?
Well, we have the illustrious Stephen Tigram, who we just heard singing his beautiful song, Mimi, with a new element this year for our sort of touring process program, the wonderful Olive Knight from Wanka Junker. I'm sure many listeners know her voice, the voice of Olive Knight, who's an amazing singer, gospel blues singer, together with Tristan Parr, cellist. That was Tristan playing cello as part of the Gnarly Ensemble there, from Perth. And for another new part of the Tura program is Iranian percussionist by the name of Essie Shamia. Essie is from Iran and has been in Perth for 8 years. He plays traditional Persian drum. It's called the daf. He also is another flautist as well, but a Persian flutes called the nay. Really, in Iran, Essie's quite a master. Well, he's still a master here, but he's revered as a master there, a percussionist. And so it's fantastic to have him along and me on flute. And then as we travel, of course, we have, as we can, and again in the short notice, if you like, perform. We have local artists that we collaborate and perform with as well. So it all adds up to a really sort of rare mixture of artists and performers and music, which creates the magic that's there.
It does always have that magical creativity to it, this blending of different instruments, worldwide influences with the Kimberley experience. Tell me a bit more about this daf, the Persian daf that Essie plays.
Yes, well, it's a single handheld drum. It's a bit like when people think of sort of medieval drum, you know, the handheld drums or medieval music, English, European music. It's that same looking sort of drum, sort of a flat single drum, a bit bigger than the ones people would see. How he holds it and plays it like he does, I don't know, an extraordinary strength. And it's hit with a single but double-ended, it's more than a stick, it's quite thick. So, but of course, that's the drum itself, but the actual music that he plays, the rhythms, etc., all come from that sort of, specifically Persian, but also Middle Eastern music traditions, quite complex at times, but very beautiful.
I'm speaking to Toss Marnie, who's part of the Sonus Ensemble, starting in Kununurra on Sunday evening, performing at Warringarri Aboriginal Arts and Culture Centre, Warman Tuesday, Fitzroy Crossing on Friday the 28th, Cooljimmin is on Sunday the 20th of August, and Beagle Bay Wednesday, September the 2nd, before rounding out the concert tour on Saturday the 5th of September in Broome at Sun Pictures, all part of Shinju Matsuri. Toss, school workshops are also a critical part of the ensemble's touring, and some kids might be seeing instruments like a cello or a daff for the first time.
Well, definitely daff, I think. partly because we've been to all these schools, as you say, but, well, some of them up to for the last 16 years. But so they've probably seen a cello a couple of times, because either we've had Tristan or Judith come on with us. But then again, the young ones may not have. Definitely the deaf. And, yeah, look, they love everything. Now, I think we love going to these schools particularly because of the sort of enthusiasm, you know, the instant enthusiasm that's expressed. And often we'll do, for example, in the presentation mode, we do get the students involved, though, of course, this year we're a little bit restricted in that. But there has to be a little bit large distance. Sometimes we do an instrumental piece. Well, actually, we always do. And then we ask the kids to close their eyes and then to tell us what they saw. And, oh, man, there's just this flood of incredibly imaginative responses that come to that, which is just a great delight to have.
How beautiful. What do you learn, Toss, as a musician on these tours?
Well, patience is the first thing that comes to mind with each other, and the logistics. And flexibility is the other word. Patience and flexibility, because there's always twists and turns, both logistically and musically. I think it is, actually. That's that's incredibly... actually, for musicians, that can be hard, that sort of flexibility to adapt instantly, if you like, to changes in music. The results are just fantastic. As a performer, to experience that sort of... I think it's the connection that happens between the artists that grows across the tour, which is what's really great about... You know, 2 weeks doesn't seem like a long time, but actually to be performing together sometimes twice a day, as well as the rehearsals, etc., really creates a not unspoken bond, but an invisible bond musically it's undescribable, really. You can't put it into language, so that's why it's music.
Ah, an energy. You're in Kununurra at the moment, and all your concerts are outside. What does it give you to be back? You look around the beautiful red hills of the East Kimberley. You're looking forward to Sunday night.
Oh, absolutely. Look, a couple of us flew in yesterday afternoon, and I really, it sounds trite to say, but I just can't believe that we're here at all. It's I suppose, a great relief. It's exciting. It's inspiring. Certainly, the landscape is always inspiring, even in inverted commas, normal times. To be here, the landscape does, but to also know that we will be connecting with our old friends, our old connections, and new ones, pretty much all the places along the way are choosing this time, the occasion, I say, of our performance to also, you know, to celebrate themselves. So on Sunday night, the Warringarri performers, the traditional dance and song people from Warringarri there will be doing a performance, a wanga, a public dance performance as part of the program, and similar across the trip. So, look, it's a privilege is the word that I always say. I just feel incredibly privileged. I think we all do. Privileged to be here and to be welcomed into the communities as we are. And of course, incredibly looking forward to the final concert in Broome on that Saturday night. Vanessa, we're going to have some local guests. I can't announce yet who they will be, but...
You'll be part of the surprise.
Exactly.
Now, the best website or location to get details of concert times and venues and the like, where should people go?
Just the simplest one is the Tura website. That's tura.com.au. And on the homepage there, just click on, there's a few buttons for Sonos 2 Tour, and they'll take you to the Sonos site where all the times are, and it's all explained there.
Toss, lovely to speak with you again. Welcome back to the Kimberley. Thank you.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Toss Marney, a flautist and founder of Tura New Music. He's also organised the Sonos Tour. Go to Tura, that's T-U-R-A.com.au.